entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And Lynn won't be calling in today. I think she's celebrating Victoria Day or something like that. But hi, Lynn. But some exciting things happened this week. My nephew Robert and his wife Alyssa brought a new life into this world, Brody. He was born on May 13th. So that's just so exciting through everything that's going on these days, you know, all the tough stuff, to bring a beautiful baby into the world is just absolutely fabulous. So I'm still, you know, not going out too much. Some things have opened up, which I think is good, but my personal opinion is we need to be a little more cautious. But this week I met a couple of different people I need to meet with, and we met at the Botanical Gardens, and we kept our distance, and we just walked along and chatted. And it was lovely. And this morning, around 7:30 this morning, I went down to the beach to take some photos and just get my toes in the sand and just smell the ocean. And it was absolutely wonderful. So I'm really grateful for that. I think more so than ever, we need to appreciate the world around us and all the wonderful things that we have. So we have some special guests today on the show. My friends from Canada. We have the Vox team. Hello. Are you with us?
I'm here.
You're here. Who is this?
I'm calling in from Saskatchewan.
What is your name?
Joanne Dietich. Is this the right place to call?
Are you calling Connecting Caregivers Radio?
Yes.
And what are you calling about?
I was given this information to call in to get in on the call with Terry St. Amand.
Okay, so I think they're just coming in. They're not in yet. So I'm Linda. It's great to meet you.
Okay, so do I just sit and listen to this call?
For a minute or two till everybody else gets on the line.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Just stay on.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have the rest of my Canadian comrades on the line now?
You're darn tootin' you do.
We do. We're here.
How are you all today?
Can you send some warm weather down or up here, please?
Yeah, it's 85 degrees here today. Oh, my goodness. But now they're starting to talk about tropical storms. I'm like, give me a break.
Yeah, really.
Give me a break.
Hey, I'm quite happy with a balmy 62.
Yeah, 62 is not so bad. I can deal with that. Anything under that, I don't know. It's too much for me.
Good.
Too much for me. So I'm so glad that you're all here today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. You know how much I love Vox.
Last time the four of us were together, we were all in the same room, and we had a great time.
Yes. Well, we always have a good time, even if it's remote.
Darn cute.
And we all know we will all meet again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
absolutely. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You know, things opened up a little bit this week. I got out of the house a little bit this week, so it's good. Because it's tough for everybody. It really is tough for everybody.
Sure it is.
But I think,
how's your daughter doing?
She's doing good. Oh, well, she's a hairdresser, so I think she worked like 40 hours in 3 days.
Wow.
They can only take one client at a time, and everything has to be sanitized and everything. So, you know, before you could do like two clients, one's, you know, under the dryer, one's doing something else. So, but she said people are very, very grateful to her. So,
like that.
That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So, let's talk about Vox and some of the new things that's going on. But what I would like to start when talking about Vox is talking about fall prevention. Talking about balance, because I think a lot of my caregivers deal with those issues with their loved one and themselves. I don't know how you could be lifting and trying to get somebody up and everything if you're not wearing Vox.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. It's okay.
Kevin, are you with us?
Let's go.
Are you on a commercial break now, or are we
No,
live?
We're alive.
We're live.
Oh, cool. Go ahead, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I was waiting for the commercial action. You're on. Okay. Anyway, you were a little slow up here up north of the border sometimes. No worries.
It's called frozen brain.
Yeah, thanks. You're so kind. What a nice host. Anyway, it's great to be back, the three of us, to be a part of your show, Linda. It was a fun time back. We were down there back in Florida. Yeah, with Vox Life, it's been very exciting, actually, to see what's been happening, what's been developing within, you know, the type of demographics that you're working with both the caregivers and the people that they care for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we're seeing, you know, when we look at the, even if we just look at the numbers, Linda, with the aging population and the challenges that they are faced with, what we bring to the table to help those people that are looking for a better quality of life, as I call it.
Right.
And, you know, when we look at our science and we look at what we have and the stories and the feedback that we're getting back from our seniors and from, you know, up here we have, you know, just down there, like with the PSWs, the private nurses that care for these people, they are an active role in this whole caring process because
Heck yeah.
they're the ones that have to do a lot of the work. And so when you look at, if we look at the caregivers first, when we look at the neurological changes with the technology to help them have better balance, power, and stability, well, this is going to make their job easier for them because their body is in a better place neurologically, and therefore they're going to be able to be a better position for themselves and also look after the people that they have to care for.
So, Kevin,
and, you know, when you look, yeah.
So, for our listeners here that don't know what Vox is, let's mm-hmm. explain that to them a little bit first.
Okay, so Vox Life is a wearable neural technology company, folks. And the basic analogy is it's a technology that works through touch via your peripheral nervous system. And basically, it's a drug-free, safe, easy-to-use technology that you just wear. And what happens when your nervous system picks up the pattern or comes in contact with the technology, there's an instant change in your brain function. So for you people involved with the lifting and lowering and caring for people,
right.
when you look at the function of the brainstem, where this technology works, EEG or a human performance technology, there's an instant change in balance, power, stability, stamina, speed, endurance, posture, pain management, posture, respiratory function with the tech.
I've seen it myself.
What's that?
I said I've seen it myself, and then people like listen to this and go, "Are you serious?" Yeah, I'm serious because you see it immediately.
Well, you know, Terry and Jen and I have spent several, you know, a lot of years between the three of us in this journey. And, you know, what we've seen across the board, specifically in these demographics, has been profound. I mean, our work with seniors in helping them and what you guys are doing with the caregivers, it goes both ways. And, you know, quality of life is massive when it comes into this application of the science. So when you're able to bring something to the table that is very simple and easy to use, you just have to wear it and feel the benefits of the tech to be a better you. You know, like I share with people, and I love Terry coming here on a few points, but, you know, I tell people the nervous system is the most important system in the body.
Right.
You can Google this. You can Google, say, what is the most important system in the body? And every search engine says the nervous system. That's where we work. Why? Because it controls all the other systems in the body.
Right.
So when you help optimize your own nervous system, everything else runs better.
Right.
And then what we've seen with one of the techs, and, you know, I'll let Jen and Tara share some more, but, you know, when you see that happen right before your eyes, and you observe it for yourself,
have a different quality of life. It's still a beautiful state.
Yes, it's unbelievable. And to think with no drugs. And but see, you know, one of my biggest fears is, and this is why I speak to my caregivers all the time, the fall can be the end.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you look at the statistics, Linda, when you look at what happens with somebody in their 70s and 80s that falls and they fracture, you know, if you look at the hips, you look at the mortality rate, the odds are not very good.
No.
So what do we learn? Prevention is everything.
Exactly.
I can help you be better on your feet, react quicker, have better strength and stamina and stability. Is that of interest to you? And the seniors love what we bring to the table because it's so easy for them to incorporate this into whatever they're doing in the midst of their daily activities or their, you know, ADLs, activities of daily living. It's
right.
Very simple to introduce it to them. It's not a major challenge
right.
to incorporate this technology into what they have to get through every day.
Well, some of the technology is delivered in the form of socks. All I got to do is keep the socks on. That's not too hard for a senior.
That's right. Well, Terry has a great line on that, Terry. Remember, what's your line on that with sharing about socks?
I don't know. I've said so many.
Well, say it again, boy.
I forget right now. Just wear the socks. I mean, it's not difficult. I mean, I think what's so amazing about this technology is the simplicity of it. I mean, we have, all of us, whether you're a caregiver or not, we've been channeled down a certain road, a certain way to think, a certain way to believe that we have to deal with, you know, certain illnesses,
right.
Certain inconveniences, certain athletic performance things. You know, there's all kinds of things. But what I think is amazing about this technology is the fact that we are starting to educate people and let them know how capable and how powerful their own body is and how they're, you know, by eliciting a response in the brainstem through vibrotactile stimulation, through a sequence of receptor activation, it's amazing what we're seeing. And Linda, you know, this company's not even 4 years old yet. We've helped over 5 million people. We have over 50,000 people on a testimonials group in Facebook that are wanting to share their story because, why? Because they never thought that there was hope for them.
Because I feel good.
Yeah. When you've been dealing with something for a long time that's chronic, and all of a sudden there's no hope.
Right.
And, you know, you all of a sudden have something as simple as a sock, or as simple as putting an insole in your shoe,
right?
Or as simple as putting a patch on, and you find relief. You find an improved quality of life. You know, most people want to share that with the world.
Yeah, it's like miraculous.
And, and anything, you know, to be, you know, so fantastic like this tech is, it has to be magical. It really has to be magical. And it doesn't necessarily, for people that wear it, your experience doesn't always have to be profound.
Right.
It doesn't have to be out there like somebody that, you know, might see an improved quality of life with, you know, paralysis or
somebody has
MS
Parkinson's, their shaking might go down, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and we don't claim to treat, diagnose, or cure anything. All we're saying is we elicit a response in the brainstem, and I call it turbocharging your central nervous system, turbocharging your body's own ability to work on its wellness.
Because the body is brilliant. The body is brilliant. The brain is brilliant. I mean, you think of it, it's like just giving a tune-up. It's like maintenance.
Absolutely. And I think what's really, really key, too, is, you know, especially as a caregiver, I mean, when you really think about it, moms, especially moms, are caregivers to their children.
Right.
You know, they don't have to be ill, but they're caregivers. They're the main caregivers. And it's so important, and I've always said this and always been a true believer in this, that you can't take care of anybody else unless you take care of yourself.
Amen.
And so, you know, our technology allows you to do that drug-free, non-electrical, affordable,
right?
No contraindication,
right?
And quite likely, there's a great chance you're already wearing something that we'll replace with our tech. You know, you're wearing socks, you're right. wearing insoles.
Right.
You know, there's a great chance that
it's no
that
big deal.
It's not like, yeah, it's not like we're changing your lifestyle. All we're simply saying is, hey, give this a try. And
well, they have the tech like in a knee thing now, right?
Yeah, we have a knee support.
Tell us a little bit about that. Because I think a lot of our listeners could probably benefit from that.
Well, the one thing about, you know, the knee support is that it is what it is. It's support. I mean, if you've got, and Kev can probably, you know, tie into this a little better, being, you know, 30 years of sports therapy or more, that if there's damage done to the meniscus or the ACL or something like that, the knee support is going to help support that while the technology elicits the response to help your body do what it can to work on the body's own innate
right.
ability to deal with that issue. And so having that extra support is amazing. And so, as Kev said earlier, we're a neurotechnology company. So our products, we can continue to develop new products. And the products are just the carriers for our technology. So,
right.
you know, we have socks, we have insoles, we have knee brace, we now have shapewear. You know, if you're going to wear these different types of products, isn't it awesome and amazing to know that it has our technology built into them so that you're getting the benefits of the neurological enhancements to allow your body to then perform at an optimal level
right.
and to continually work on its wellness? Because we know, in fact, that, you know, every second of every minute of every hour of every day, your body continually tries to heal itself in some form or another.
Right.
And the brain controls that.
Right.
And so, you know, when it gets done, you know, helping you with one area, then it starts on another. But I look at it too and say, hey, there's a lot of people that say, hey, I don't struggle with anything. You know, my balance is good. And everybody's balance is good until you fall.
You know,
how did I fall?
When I was first approached by Vox, I said, excuse me, I have no issues.
Yeah.
And so I was challenged to wear the tech 24/7 for 21 days, okay? Well, not thinking until yep. after I took it off. I took it off, and like 4 hours later, I tripped. I'm a tripper. All the shoes, all the toes of my shoes were like scuffed up, not no more. So, yeah. So,
and, well, 30, and, 31.
Go ahead.
Sorry, Lynn. I was going to say,
31.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. I mean,
yeah.
31% improvement on average in balance.
Yeah.
Improvement.
Yeah.
Eight times less likely to fall after the age of 55. And I look at it and say, yeah, you may not have a balance issue, but wouldn't you want to be in that 31% less chance?
Heck
falling?
Yeah.
Right?
Heck yeah. I mean, so, I'll tell you, just that fall that I just had recently when I broke my wrist, I had my tech on, but that was a whole different thing.
You were at a wedding, weren't you?
Yeah, it was the last dance at my granddaughter's wedding, and someone bumped into me, and next thing I was on the floor. But just thinking of what I've gone through with this wrist, I never want to break a hip or a knee or whatever. You know, I really want people to try to think about using this technology because it could prevent that. And the people that are just in pain now, it could help them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, improve quality of life is just such a key thing. And how do you put a price on that?
Yeah, life is tough enough. You don't want to feel crappy.
Yeah, how do you put a price on feeling the best you can feel every day? I mean, when you think of central nervous system and brainstem being the first thing that's developed in the womb.
Right.
When you're conceived, it's, you know, obviously it's pretty important to keep that tuned up and keep it in a good operating condition. And so, you know, we're faced with a lot of, you know, things that can compromise our neurology,
mm-hmm.
you know, toxins and concussion and all kinds of things. So, having something that's a drug-free modality to help you just every day feel better. And what's really encouraging, Kev and Jen and I can, you know, we see this all the time, and I'm sure you're well aware of it too, Linda, that, you know, we're seeing people see improvement still after a year plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about that a little bit about the brain mapping when we come back, but right now we're going to get ready to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me.
I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, thinking about it, caregivers, and when somebody offers you help, accept it. Before we talk a little bit further, I want to say hello to our newest listeners. I neglected to do because Lynn's not here poking me. We have Jamie. We have Jamie in New York, and Sheila in Spring Hill, and Anita in Clearwater. And I want to say thank you to all of you. I know that your time is precious. We had a bunch of new caregivers come on the support group, the online support groups this week. So that makes me really happy. So welcome. There's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for you. So my friends in Canada there, today's Victoria Day?
That's right.
So what does that mean?
Yes, it is. The Canadian version of your Memorial Day.
So, oh, okay. Cool. Are you going to a barbecue? Does that mean?
With social distancing, you know, yeah. We're all trying to do our part, you know, so it makes for an interesting 6-foot barbecue.
Yeah, exactly.
So get fire, get the long sticks for the marshmallows, you get to go.
That works. That works. All right, so guys, what do my listeners need to hear from you most? We got about 7 more minutes. Give us some good stuff about Vox that my caregivers can use.
Oh, good stuff. Okay, well, we keep coming up with technologies that, as what we try to practice on, is what the world needs.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at optimizing your nervous system, we have some new technologies that have come in that are very profound for what we've seen what people are dealing with. So a couple new products that have come out that are very exciting. The feedback has been amazing, both from a science perspective and also from feedback from those that are using it, is what a new patch called the NeuroVax, which has helped to optimize your immune system. So again, just as you said in your
caregiver, mine on my arm.
Yeah.
I'm now showing.
So as you just said, Linda, and Terry alluded to this as well with your caregiver post of helping you to be your best.
Right.
And, you know, when we teach about, you know, physiology and anatomy, and you look at different points, the immune system is part of your defense. Just like lifting and lowering, there's a right way to move somebody.
Right.
Follow the methods, they call it. So when we look at helping people optimize their immune system, when you look at another tech we have now called the REM patch, which has helped to optimize your sleep, this is another huge area, not only for the caregivers, but for the people that they care for.
If you don't get good sleep, nothing's good.
Well, Linda, you bring up a good point. Like, you know, Terry and I and all of us who have been active, you know, we've learned that the body heals itself
right
when you sleep. When you do not have good quality of sleep, people know that. Like, this is the wonderful part of what we get to do, right? You talk to people, just like you with your caregivers. How are you doing today? How was your sleep last night? If I can help you with your quality of sleep, is that of interest to you?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And they tell you their challenges.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not normal to have to wake up several times a night.
Right.
For whatever is causing that to happen, it's affecting one of the most important parts of our life, which is how we recover, rebuild, and regenerate.
Yeah.
And so we learn with, you know, sleep deprivation and people with sleep issues, what the long-term effects are on the body physically and physiologically.
Terrible.
So these are some of the areas that we are in right now. Why? Because when you talk to most people, they are dealing with these issues and they're looking for solutions. And as Terry said, we have a very simple solution. No drugs, no chemicals, no pills,
right.
No side effects. You just have to wear it, and we're using your own body's innate ability to heal and optimize itself. That's what the nervous system is designed to do,
right?
Via our technology through touch.
Yeah.
And I have a very simple 9 words with people. I said, listen, all our tech does it triggers a response, it affects the body, you feel the difference. So if your quality of life is not where it needs to be, okay, great, let me show you what we got. Try it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Well, getting back.
I have to tell you, though, because I'm getting a little nervous, because I was at the chiropractor the other day. He said, Linda, you're getting to look like an old tire. You got so many patches on.
Well, that tire is going to go for a lot of miles. So that's
it, okay. Sure is.
You have an original tire, Linda. You got to keep that tire running. So that's good.
Yeah. But, you know, when you just think about that, think about how you take care of your car. Think about how you take care of your car. People sometimes take better care of their cars than they do themselves. And what
true.
I see with this product is not just for caregivers and not just for seniors, for everybody. Kev, I was a little bit on that call you did yesterday with that young man that had the balance issues. He was, what, 16 years old or something?
Yes.
And to see that was just absolutely fabulous.
Well, you can share this with your caregivers. I mean, we've done a similar show dealing with seniors.
Yep.
And I'm happy to share that with your audience and
definitely
share that out with them. But when they see what happens with seniors, like watching a live video or hearing a live testimony from a senior who tells you, the viewing audience, you're not going to believe what has happened to me. There are days, Linda, you just cry when you listen to these stories.
Yeah.
As Terry said, you bring hope into people that have lost hope.
Right.
But they just haven't, you know, they kept looking, and all of a sudden, you know, Linda Burhan shows up with saying, can I share something with you?
Yeah.
Sure, Linda, what do you got? Let me show you what I have. And I share, and we share.
Yep.
And I said, just wear it.
Exactly. Just give it a try.
I mean, the science is, like, the videos that we have, Linda, that we share with people to watch, we have a wonderful medical team. That's where, and you know, like 2 weeks ago on your call with Dr. Schumann, his mindset of helping his patients is the same mindset.
Exactly.
Care for your patients, help them, get them back in the game, and that's all they're looking for. So just share with what you've learned to help me.
Right.
And that's all this is.
All right, guys. We only have like another minute, so what's the last thing you want to tell us?
I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
If you're a caregiver, you want to put the biggest smile on the person you're caring for, get them some VoxTech. Get them fixed up with this tech. Improve the quality of their life. And then improve the quality of your own. And you will smile from now to whatever time you have left on this beautiful planet. Put the tech on. Just wear it every day and feel the difference.
Thank you, my friends. I'll have all the information on my website and everything, and I'll put the information where people can go for testimonials and who they can contact to talk about this stuff. But thank you so much for being on the call today. I really appreciate you
thank
all.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Linda.
Have a delicious day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
So wasn't that wonderful? So think about that stuff. If anybody needs information, then contact me. But right now we have some other friends on the phone today. And they are from the 2020 Gear It Up Florida team, which is a team that raises money for people with disabilities. And it's going to be a little different this year because of what's going on with everything. And actually, I'm going to be speaking with them this week, giving a little motivational speaking. But Josh, do we have you on the line?
Yeah, Linda, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Linda?
Wonderful. Where are you?
I'm in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, so down south of Mississippi.
And do we have other people on the call, too?
Yes, we should have David and Jair.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Linda.
Glad you're here. So tell our listeners a little bit about what the Ability Experience is and what you guys do. Give us the whole scoop.
Yeah, so the Ability Experience is a nonprofit organization. And we work to create shared experiences between people with disabilities and the men of the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity. So everybody who participates with the Ability Experience is a brother of the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity or has been at some point. And so we go through some programs such as Zero Florida or another one called Journey of Hope. Mm-hmm. And we either ride our bicycles through the state of Florida or across the United States, raising awareness and funding for people with disabilities across the entire country. We also have another team called Build America, and they travel to different campsites across the United States to build play units and ramps and make camps across the United States more accessible for people with disabilities of all types.
That's so cool.
So Europe, Florida typically happens at the end of May, at like right now.
Right.
And today, we would have been riding to Clewiston, Florida, on a 92-mile ride. But due to the coronavirus, we are all separated and at home.
Wow. Wow. What is a challenge, huh?
Yeah, it's a major challenge.
Now, how did this all start up? This started like in 97, was it?
Yeah. So I think we're in year 16 or 17 mm-hmm. or so of Europe, Florida. And it kind of was a spinoff of the other trip called Journey of Hope, which was founded in the 80s by one of our brothers who just wanted to do something a little bit different. And he rode his bike from Oregon to Maryland.
Wow.
And the National Fraternity picked it up and made it into a yearly thing, and it started in 1988. So our fraternity and our philanthropy has been around since the late 70s, and it has taken on multiple names and different forms, and is continuing to grow. But that's where it all starts from.
And so how do people decide they want to be on a team?
Do they
have to be a member of your fraternity?
You do. In order to participate in one of these events, you have to be a member of the fraternity.
Okay.
So that's one of the big perks of our fraternity. But it's just any fraternity member has the opportunity to decide to fundraise and participate in one of these summer events.
And do a lot do it?
We have about 140 members every year.
That's
out of
great.
Our fraternity to do it. So.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something about friendship visits. Explain to me about that.
Yeah. David, if you're on the line, I'd love for you to talk about some friendship visits.
Yeah, Linda. So that's kind of nomenclature we use to, when we engage with folks with disabilities. They're really just activities that we participate in with the clients and the caregivers. And when we're on the road, it's, we stop in at centers that serve people with disabilities and just have fun. It can be a dance that afternoon. It could just be lunch.
Right.
For instance, this evening, we're doing a talent show, which will be interesting because we'll get to see kind of what we're made of from a talent perspective. And but it's just a really fun way to engage the people that we're raising awareness for. And I think it's fun because, from the client side, we get to really engage and have fun. But from the caregiver side, we get to meet and talk to them, understand a little bit more about their daily activities. And it really helps kind of spread that message of not sympathy, but empathy when we're talking about people with disabilities.
Yeah, yeah. The caregivers are so very important. And people don't many times think about the caregivers of people with disabilities that have been maybe caring for a child since they're born. Or that, I have a friend of mine, she's 87 years old, and she's still caring for her daughter who has disabilities at 60.
Yeah.
So
we're excited because it looks like on the 20th, we get to hear you speak a little bit more.
Yeah, you'll hear me. I always got something to say. There's no problem with that. So what do you want my caregivers in our audience to hear today? What can they do? How can they get involved? Where can they see you guys?
Yeah, so you can go to theabilityexperience.org, and my friend Jair, who's on the phone, is going to give a little more information about how to participate along
Perfect.
With the virtual Gear Up Florida team. So, Jair.
Hey, y'all. My name's Jair. One of the most basic ways to donate to the Ability Experience, go to the website at abilityexperience.org, and just scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see right below the contact information, a little donate button. Click on that, and you'll be able to donate directly to the Ability Experience. And if there's somebody in mind who is participating over a summer event or a chapter, you can put that in the memo, and they're able to get credit for that as well.
Cool, cool. Now, you're going to be doing some virtual things?
Yeah, so yeah. We're going to be doing some virtual friendship visits. We ride virtually every day for the next 13 or 14 days. We just all got off the bike a few minutes ago, actually. We started about 9 a.m. Eastern time. And
so are you on a stationary bike, or are you riding around?
Yeah, we're on our stationary bikes at home, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Indoors. But so there will be some opportunities if you go to the abilityexperience.org, go to the virtual Gear Up Florida link for people to participate in these friendship visits and some of the group rides. We'll have some public rides and some public friendship visits, as well as we'll be recording and sharing all of our friendship visits on our Facebook, on YouTube, and I think we're going to post them on the website as well. So
thank God for social media.
Yeah, so just across social media. So www.abilityexperience.org, or you can find us at The Ability Experience on Facebook.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being with me today. I'm hoping next year we can do it live and we'll get to meet.
Oh, yes. I'm really hoping that circumstances will change for the next team. So thank you so much for having us today, Linda.
Thanks so much, and happy riding.
Yes.
Thanks, Linda.
You have a delicious day.
Yeah, you have a delicious day, too. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks.
All right, y'all. We go. God bless.
Okay, and now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You know what it means when you hear that horn? It means it's time to get your pen and paper out so I can tell you about some good stuff that's going on. So the first thing I want to tell you about that I spoke about last week, the Department of Elder Affairs in Florida has recently begun a new program for seniors. So they received a donation from the Florida Alzheimer's Association, and seniors living at home with dementia can request an MP3 player loaded up with whatever genre of music they like, or they can request a therapy pet, which is an animatronic cat or an animatronic dog, and they're over $100. But through this grant, people can get them for free. So if you're interested, you can call Becky Moultrie at Assisting Hands, and the number is 727-748-4211. That's Becky at 727-748-4211. Then Dr. Kate McCarty, together with Arden Quartz, is doing a seminar, Caregiver's Guide to Shoulds, Nevers, and Always. It's May 21st from 10 to 11:30 via Zoom. And you can go to Kate McCarty, that's CateMccarty.com/calendar, and click on the May 21st, and you can register for that. I'm definitely going to be part of that because I love to hear Kate. She's brilliant. Then we have another brilliant woman, Tipa Snow. And Tipa will be doing, it's called Tipa Talk 2020, Taking a Positive Approach to Dementia Caregiving During a Global Pandemic. And it's this Monday, May 18th at 3 o'clock via Zoom. And it's too hard to give these whole Zoom things out on the radio. But you can go to my Facebook page, or either Linda Burhan's my personal page, or Connecting Caregivers Radio. And all the information will be on there where you can register. Every single time I hear Tipa, I learn something new. In fact, I'm going to be taking some classes with Tipa starting in June. She's taught me so much, because so much is so important in how we handle our caregiving experience is in what education we have and what we've learned. And because you don't know what you don't know. It's just like they don't give you an instruction book when a baby is born. They definitely don't give you an instruction book when your loved one gets diagnosed with dementia. Also, Alexander Spine Center. You know how much I love them. They take care of me every week. I go there for chiropractic, and I also go there for physical therapy now for my wrist. But they are offering complimentary chiropractic treatment, including examination, x-rays, and adjustments to all Pinellas County policemen, firefighters, doctors, nurses, and paramedics from May 1st through June 30th. So that is absolutely wonderful, and all of these people, the doctors, the firefighters, the police, you know, they've done so much for us, and they continue to do so much for us during this pandemic. So if you're interested in that, you can call them at 727-397-3000. They're right on Park Boulevard in Seminole. That's 727-397-3000. Wonderful, wonderful. Also, even though there's a pandemic, it doesn't mean that there's no caregiver contest. So I would like you to go to lindaburhans.com and nominate a caregiver. It's very easy. It takes a few minutes. Caregivers are delighted when they find out they're nominated, because every person that's nominated gets some sort of little gift. And then quarterly, we pick out a big winner. And the big winner gets 8 hours of respite care, either from Maria's Adult Daycare, Assisting Hands Home Care, or Arden Quartz, which is an absolutely wonderful thing. And then they get a massage and a haircut and a dinner gift certificate. And we'll make sure that everything has expiration dates on it that are a ways out a little bit, because some things aren't really in business right at this moment. But a lot of really good things. So just go there and nominate a caregiver. Every time a caregiver wins, she's like, oh, nobody's been this nice to me in 2 years. This is so wonderful. Somebody thought about me. So please do that. Also, you know, you may have neighbors now that are in, and they've been in for a while, and they may need a little help. If you have some senior members, you may not realize it. Just go knock on their door or leave them a little note by their mailbox and offer to see if you can do something for them, because it's really difficult for seniors to get out as it is, and now with everything that's going on, it's even tougher. So if you're going to the store once a week to pick up some groceries, just find out what your neighbor, you know, you just call them on the phone. Well, you know, people always need bread, milk, eggs, you know, certain basics. And just pick them up and put it in front of their house. I'm sure it'll make a really big difference. Caregivers, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you do, how wonderful I've seen you guys making through this pandemic and some of the challenges that have been going on. We talk in the support groups and people find solutions and maybe just camaraderie sometimes or maybe just a place to vent. But my hat is off to you, caregivers. What you do is not easy. It's definitely from your heart. And I appreciate you, as always. So tune in next week for Connecting Caregivers Radio, where you can find help and hope and hear our special guests. And remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Got a friend.